after that, we were, it took me some time to figure out what I wanted to do. It was a lot of thought process going back and forth because I was hurt, not only from her, but also like my ego was hurt. I was angry with her, the other person, myself even included. And you know, so it definitely, it took time. During that time, I really, it was almost like a, it's almost like an instant switch, if you will. I don't want to say instant switch, but kind of like a revelation of understanding how far I got away from God, because I feel like warning is always going to come before anything bad happens. And I'm like, this completely blindsided me.
Hi, I am Raven.
And I'm Keith. And we're the Hartwells.
Yes. So at the beginning of our marriage, I cheated on my husband. Yeah. We got married at literally at 20 years old in 2013.
Yeah. And so upon us getting married, we were obviously young for one, but we were one couple out of many that we knew that was actually trying to take the serious steps of marriage. And so during that time, it was a lot of learning curves that we had to go through, not only on my wife's side, but also on mine as well, as far as understanding how to truly be a husband, and, you know, truly caring for her in the way that I needed to, and not, I guess, being young-minded in the sense of thinking that marriage is just bringing home a paycheck and laying up with your wife. So.
Right. And one thing that we truly always say is that we could never have done it without God. Literally, like, in order for any relationship to work, it really takes Jesus. All, because the Bible even states that all hope is found in Him and Him alone. So we're just so honored and so grateful to be able to tell this testimony. But not only that, we just give honor to Jesus for to be able to tell this testimony. There are so many people who are suffering, you know, with infidelity and struggling with infidelity.
Yeah.
So our goal is really to help marriages, because God truly loves marriage.
Exactly. And, you know, our story is just one of many that is able to give people hope and see, because there's so many people that start off like us. God brought us together. Our love for the Lord brought us together. Now, in between there was where we had a lapse of it, where we kind of allowed, not kind of, we did allow ourselves to fall back into the world within our actions and our thought process. But, you know, God is always on time. He's always faithful. He does not take away His covering. We step away from underneath it in most cases. And so during that time of us stepping away, when we decided to get ourselves back right and repent for the things that we did, not only on my wife's side, which a lot of people like to point out, but also we have to understand that even as the other significant other that was cheated on, there are still certain points of accountability. Yes. We also need to take. In a relationship, it's going to take two people to do good, two people to do bad. And I apologize about that. It's going to take three people to do good, because it's going to be you, your spouse, and Lord. And at the end of the day, as long as you have all three of those components involved, you will be successful. Where one or two of you step away is where usually some hardships come. And that was where ours came in.
Yeah.
So there was also some repenting on my side of things that I needed to change, not only with my relationship with God, but also how I was treating her during that time as well.
Yeah. I guess some common like questions that we usually get, like to go further into our testimony, is like, why did I cheat? So at the beginning, after we got married.
We got married.
June 2013.
Exactly.
And, but we started like officially dating, like.
So we yeah. officially started dating December 25th of 2012. We officially became a couple
January
25th
yes.
of 2013, and got married June 22nd of 2013.
Yes. And yeah, so literally we got married super fast. But we decided to tell our family, you know, we were going to get married.
Yes.
My family took it well. His family didn't take it too well.
Yeah.
Literally, I just thought that they hated me. I mean, there were things that were, you know, just like ways that were done that, things that were done that, you know, I wasn't expecting. So it caused a lot of like hatred and resentment that I had not only towards his family, but towards him.
Right.
And so I literally, after getting married, you know, his family didn't show up to the wedding. I literally just decided to, like, after that, we got into an argument. Yeah. It was like a really big argument. He had went out to California, actually, after we got married. So after we got married, he went out to California
to finish up with school. During that time, I was a collegiate athlete, had some schools that was actually right where we wanted to be, where we talked about being once we had got married. And so to make it an easier transition, figure, hey, I'm gonna go get this scholarship they're already trying to offer. So that was my reasoning for having to go out there. So at that time, we were living in two places in a sense. So between Vegas and California. So it was, that was an added thing onto it as well. But yeah.
And so we got into an argument, a really bad argument, after me going to go visit him out in California. And it was that argument that I just kind of like checked out of our marriage. Not kind of, I did.
Right.
And, you know, there was a guy who appeared like a friend, and a friendship turned into cheating. So after that, I literally called my husband, you know, where he's in tears. At first, he didn't believe me.
At that time, I'm not thinking that that's what's truly happening. I'm like, oh, this has to be a joke. This is not really happening. So it took me a while to, on the phone, to finally let it set through. Then once it did, mm-hmm. it was kind of just like that ball of emotions, not to sound cliche, but that ball of emotions that everybody talks about. It's like, you're not really sure whether to be hurt, whether to be angry.
Right.
And so, yeah, so like that was a huge trial in just that night alone. So,
right.
Yeah. And so, from her, but also like my ego was hurt. I was angry with her, the other person, myself even included, and you know, so it took time. During that time, it was almost like an instant switch, if you will. I don't want to say instant switch, but kind of like a revelation of understanding how far I got away from God, because I feel like warning is always going to come before anything bad happens.
Mm.
And I'm like, this completely blindsided me. So that was a huge part of my anger towards myself, in a sense, because I was like, how stupid was I to step away from God that far to where I did not notice the warning signs from my own wife? I did not notice the warning signs of what was going on in our relationship during that time. You know, I felt like, hey, if you're noticing that your stupidity came in from stepping away from him, it's time to get back to him. Yeah, so during that time of just really trying to cling back on to God, I was also asking for clarity on what was the best step to move forward. And I went through the same verse that everybody says, that, you know, hey, you know, adultery is a reason for divorce that is okay to God.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I understood is that it wasn't given as a command. It was given as an option, that that he would be understanding within that sense. But it's not something that God loves for you to go after the divorce just because that happened. And so what I had to do to find a place of which way I was going to move forward was look at it in a sense of how when you love somebody and you know them deeply, then you know the better side of them. The same way that, you know, a parent can see their child do wrong and the whole world looks against them, but you know the good sides of them, and you know a bad decision versus a person's character. And knowing my wife the way that I did, and knowing that this was not her character, this was a bad decision, I understood that, hey, there's some things that we need to dive deep on and figure out where we're going to move forward and how we're going to move forward. And ultimately, I saw she was repentant as well. It wasn't something that she was willing to try and keep doing. She was willing to make a change, and she did. So.
And I think that's something that that is one thing that we do always tell people who are trying to recover after infidelity, is that, you know, if the person who has not cheated or has cheated, sorry, if the person who has cheated is not repentant, then obviously.
Probably might want to double. You want to think about that twice.
You want to make the right decision, You know, God isn't going to, you know, he doesn't want us to just keep like dealing with things and the abuse, that it's still at the end of the day, emotional abuse.
Absolutely.
But, and I guess a lot of people, like they always say, like, once a cheater, always a cheater. That's not necessarily true. You know, like we just said about repenting, being repented, having a repentive heart, it is possible. And, it is, it's a daily lifestyle. It's a daily thing. Like, it's not like a one-time deliverance type thing. Like, I literally had to go through a lot of like inner healing as well. You know, with not only just a lot of self-condemnation and, you know, not saying that to make anybody feel bad or anything, but that is the truth. Ultimately, when cheaters do cheat, when someone has cheated, you know, it's a lot that's going on the inside of them. I always say an abuser has been abused. And so that has to literally, like, that person has to go through healing and, you know, deliverance, you know, within their life, to really fully live out a repentant lifestyle. Now, when I say repentant, I'm not saying like, you know, you should be begging them at their feet every single day. That's not what repenting is. What it is you're doing a full turnaround. You know, you're renewing your mind. You know, it's a process.
Right.
And without Jesus, we wouldn't have been able to do this, without the Word of God, you know, without our community.
Absolutely.
We wouldn't have been able to do this. So.
Yeah. And I think a major point to think about when it comes to being repentant, the reason why my wife says, and why I agree with the fact, it's not about you groveling back to your partner, because it doesn't matter how repentant I am to a person. That was not what drew me back to her. It was me seeing how repentant she was to God. As a person, there's only so little that you can do to a person. And there's so much that can be manipulated if you look at yourself as that God that they have to bow down to. When I saw that she was repentant to God, I saw, okay, she understands on a deeper level than just our relationship how wrong this was. She understands on a deeper level how much change needs to happen. And the same with me. You know, I understood that my repentance was not towards her. It was towards God. I had to dig in my heart for some things of why I was treating her the way that I treated her prior to that. Why I was not the husband I needed to be prior to that. And how are we going to move forward with this and fix it? And that just goes back to the fact that it was all God that brought us through this. You know, not that he had this situation happen just for these things to transpire, for this change to happen, but he was there and faithful even afterwards to where we were able to make a change, a guided change, and not just blindly thinking, okay, I'm going to change this up. Hopefully she stays. I'm going to change this up. Hopefully he doesn't go do the same thing. Mm-hmm. It was truly repentant to God and getting in his face.
Yeah. And I think too, like, a lot of the reason why I did not honor him as a husband, is because I really did not have I didn't really honor my own father. So I didn't really know what it meant. And even just watching my parents, that honor and that respect wasn't really there.
Right.
So not saying that that's like an excuse, but it has everything to do with your childhood has a lot to do with your adulthood.
Absolutely.
And so once I came into that repentance, the Lord really showed me just how much he loved me. And then it showed how much he loved me. Like, God loved me.
Exactly.
It was a powerful moment that I felt like I really did not deserve. I literally felt like I seen Jesus through his love. And so I'm so grateful. But like, I say this to say that it's not impossible. And if you are believing for your marriage, to work after infidelity, or if someone is and you know someone, stand in prayer for them, because it's not impossible. Exactly. It is possible. All things, literally, all things are possible through Christ Jesus. Literally, all things. All things.
You know, and you hit the nail on the head. Intercession is a huge thing for those that are around you that are dealing with the same thing. Never let worldly advice take precedence over anything. Be prayerful about any advice that you give. You know, there has been quite a few couples that thank you guys for trusting us to even reach out. But we are very mindful to make sure we are prayerful before we respond to anything. Because not everything you're going to have the answer for right away.
And we're not God.
Exactly. Yeah. And you have to be okay with that, with understanding, hey, it's going to take me time to respond to this person. You want to be gracious to everybody, but as my wife just said, you're not God. So be prayerful. Allow the Lord to be able to give you an answer. And certain things, you know, it may just be something that you got to take into your prayer closet because you may not have an answer at all. And that's okay. Pray for people. Intercede. Truly put them upon your prayer list and lift them up to God. And let God be that guiding light, because he's omnipresent. You're not.
His grace is sufficient in our weakness.
Absolutely.
So even in that time of not being able to say and not knowing what to say, mm-hmm. it's really a time where you should be relying on the Lord. And that's a lot of what we really did. We had no idea what to say to each other.
No.
I mean, except for I'm sorry needed to come out of my mouth. I felt every single day. Mm-hmm. But it was literally like there was nothing that could have been said, but we saw the Lord's strength. And we saw his hand, we saw his love, we saw his forgiveness, we saw restoration. And then out of that literally came a whole new life. We ended up having our sons, you know, years later. God really blessed our marriage, and he's still blessing us. And it's an honor to be able to share our story with you guys. So we're so appreciative and so thankful that you're listening, and we're just praying and declaring in the name of Jesus Christ that marriages are saved in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And that if you are hoping for your marriage, if you're hoping and you have faith for your marriage, we agree with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we literally God, we want you to know God loves marriage. He loves unity. It's a powerful image of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Marriage is a beautiful replica of the Trinity. So it just represents so much beauty. But anyway, we just wanted to share that, and we honor you so much for allowing us to share this testimony.
Thank you guys.
We just thank you, and we bless you guys.